With the 40th anniversary of the New York State Returnable Container Act, better known as the Bottle Bill, right around the corner, environmental advocates recently announced their hope to expand the law in 2022. In addition to expanding the types of beverages that would require a deposit collection in the future, the Environmental Coalition of more than 100 groups is looking to increase the nickel deposit as well. For more on the proposal, including what it would mean for the environment and the pocketbooks of New Yorkers, we're joined once again by Judith Enck, a former regional EPA administrator in the Obama administration and currently the president of Beyond Plastics, which is trying to eliminate single-use plastic. Welcome back to the show, Judith.
Thanks for having me. Great to be here.
So I mentioned at the top that the law that started this whole conversation turns 40 next year. Can you give listeners a reminder of what's covered by the state's current deposit law?
I remember the day well in 1982 when Governor Kerry signed the original bottle bill, which put a mandatory nickel deposit, minimum nickel deposit, on soda and beer. And then a year or two later, they added wine coolers, if people still remember wine coolers. And then it took a really long time to add deposits to single-use plastic water bottles. That was supported by Governor David Patterson.
I'm old enough to remember that one.
The problem is there's a massive amount of beverage containers that do not have deposits on it. For instance, the statute says you only get a deposit if it's a carbonated beverage. And that's because back in 1982, you didn't have such a big market for iced tea and sports drinks and things like that. So the proposed bigger, better bottle bill would increase the scope of the materials that are covered. So we'd put a deposit on non-carbonated beverage, wine, liquor, and then most importantly, increase the deposit from a minimum of a nickel to a dime. And then also, I would like to see an incentive to shift toward reusable, refillable containers, because those are even better than recycled containers. The reason we need to increase the deposit to a dime is because New York's overall return rate is about 64%, which is significantly lower than Oregon, who's at 86%, and Maine at 84%. And I think we see those higher rates in Oregon, for instance. It's a dime deposit. The only other bottle bill states, there are about 9 bottle bill states in the country, and 2 have dime deposits, Oregon and Michigan. Mm-hmm. And consequently, you get a higher return rate when you double the deposit.
So does the current rate of about 2/3 mean that the things are ending up in a landfill, or that maybe people are simply putting their soda bottles, their beer cans into their recycling stream? Yeah.
People could be throwing it into the regular garbage. Mm-hmm. People could be littering it, which is a big problem when plastic gets littered and it gets into the water and then the ocean. A number of people, particularly in New York City, put it in the recycling bin, and then people come along and take it out to get that nickel. It's a large group of people that I call the redeemers, who go around and pick up bottles and cans, not only out of our city streets and parks, but also they go into recycling bins. And so I think what you put your finger on is skewed a bit because of the large number of people who remove them from recycling bins, and therefore it's included in the return rate. So we don't have hard data on this, but my sense of it is that roughly the 1/3 that's not being returned, most of that is going to landfills, incinerators, or being littered.
And is that 1/3 rate pretty consistent throughout the state, or are there parts of New York where redemption levels are much higher than 2/3 or even much lower?
Yes, it's inconsistent. New York City has the lowest return rate. Upstate, much higher. I can tell you, as someone who lived in Brooklyn for almost 8 years when I worked in at the EPA, retail stores make it really hard to return your empty beverage containers. Mm-hmm. So therefore, the rates in New York City are lower than they normally would be. Upstate, we just kind of sachet into the supermarket. You can put your empties in a reverse vending machine, or there's these innovations where you can use a system where you just put one big bag of containers in for redemption. But in New York City, my goodness, even I stopped returning to supermarkets because they made it so hard.
So do we need a law or additional enforcement by, say, the Department of Environmental Conservation to ensure that people have easy access to redemption centers?
We don't need to change the law. We need to get the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation to start enforcing the law in New York City. It's pretty obvious which supermarkets are not cooperating, mm-hmm. and we just need the DEC to show up, talk to the supermarket, try to convince them to comply with the law first, and then if they won't, DEC can write tickets. So no statutory change needed, just stronger enforcement.
My personal headache is when I try to return beverages, say, to one grocery store that I purchased at another store,
right.
and I can't simply just feed them through the machine. I have to get an attendant, and it becomes a burdensome process. And I have to admit, there have been more than one time in the past where I've simply just either left the containers there, the handful that didn't fit, or just threw them away. So does the existing legal framework offer any way to smooth that out, or do we need legislation to make David Lombardo's life a little easier?
We need Lombardo's law. We need to change the statute so that stores will take anything similar to what they sell. The current statutory language is that you only have to accept the brand and the size that you sell in your store. And that can be a little irritating, especially if you buy less popular brands. Mm-hmm. I know one big supermarket chain upstate is very welcoming of all brands. You can go to this large supermarket and return Stewart's containers, for instance. That sure makes life a lot easier. But we need to change the law for universal return.
What happens with deposits that aren't redeemed? Who gets to keep mm-hmm. that money?
Well, for many years, the beverage industry kept it. It was a windfall. But the law was changed, and unclaimed deposits go to the New York State Environmental Protection Fund, where that money is used for a variety of really excellent recycling programs, land acquisition, water improvements. So the unclaimed deposits go to benefit the state.
So I can imagine in 2022, as you begin to push this bill, that there's going to be likely some politicians, probably Republicans, as well as some Democrats, who are going to come out and say this is, you know, liberals in Albany wanting to make working families pay more for their breakfast orange juice, the milk they have for lunch, and the soda they enjoy at dinner. So what sort of public education or PR campaign are you planning to combat those attitudes that are inevitably going to pop up?
First, we start with the facts. And the fact is that if you pay a nickel or a dime deposit, you get it back when you return your container.
If you have easy access to a redemption facility.
It definitely is more challenging in New York City. So we want to see more redemption centers, mm-hmm. and we want to see supermarkets complying with the law. I think that would go a long, long way. And then secondly, the nice thing is that people are used to the bottle bill. They've lived with it for 40 years. People know that it's high-quality recycling. So I think we've got the public on our side. I just looked at a poll where 85% of Americans want less plastic packaging. This is not necessarily less plastic packaging, but it gives you a fighting chance to get your plastic bottles recycled. We are going to encounter those points you just made. That's why we need a massive grassroots organizing campaign to pass this, and I was happy to stand with the New York Public Interest Research Group, NYPIRG, last week when they delivered a letter to Governor Hochul, co-signed by over 100 community and environmental groups who are supporting the Bigger Better Bottle Bill. We need to get all of those 100 groups actively engaging with their state assembly members and state senators to talk about the vast community benefits of the bottle bill.
What lobbying interests, if any, do you anticipate are going to rise up against you? Is it the makers of beverages who might now be covered that weren't covered, or could it also be the existing soda and alcohol companies who are going to be opposed to a dime deposit as opposed to a nickel deposit?
It's really interesting. When we adopted the original law, Coke and Pepsi were strongly opposed, but now they see the benefits because they've made some public pledges to use higher recycled content in their containers, and they know the best way to get the recycled material that's clean and reliable is through bottle bills. I don't know where Coke and Pepsi and the American Beverage Association is going to come down on this bill, but I am a teeny bit hopeful that they may not oppose it. I just need them even to be Switzerland, just be neutral. The big supermarkets have gotten used to the law. They also like the fact that when people drop off their empty containers, they often will stay in the store and keep shopping. I think we'll see opposition from smaller stores like bodegas in New York City. We'll definitely see opposition from liquor stores because they don't want to have to deal with the wine and liquor containers that would carry deposits under this. And we know that liquor stores are a formidable political force, but liquor bottles and wine bottles are also a major source of litter. They really need to step up. And I think that's probably about it in the business sector. We've got the advantage of 40 years of experience, and people see less litter, they see more recycling, and they see thousands of jobs created because of the original law 40 years ago.
Are you agnostic about how the deposit appears in terms of when the cost is realized by the customer? Because if you're buying a 12-pack of soda, you don't necessarily see that on your bill until you go to check out. It's not 60 cents built into the advertised price. Would you like to see that price be part of the upfront cost, or do you like the current dynamic?
I support consumer awareness. So I guess it should be in the advertised cost. But again, people can get their nickels or their dimes back once they return.
And Governor Andrew Cuomo, at least as far as I'm cognizant of, I think he had made some efforts to expand the items in the past. Where does Governor Kathy Hochul stand on this?
I don't know, but that's why we wrote her a letter. But she has been very outspoken and supportive of environmental protection since taking office. She's from Western New York, which has some of the highest return rates. We met with her staff by phone last week. So we shall see.
How did that conversation go?
It was great. The governor's office is dealing with some really difficult, thorny issues. This one's pretty easy. It's clear. It has public support. It also is a good example of the industry having fiscal responsibility to get their packaging back rather than foisting this onto the backs of taxpayers and consumers.
Well, we've been speaking with Judith Enck. She's a former regional EPA administrator and currently the president of Beyond Plastics. Judith, thank you, as always, for making the time.
My pleasure.
Support for the Capitol Press Room is provided by the New York State AFL-CIO, a federation of 3,000 unions fighting for working people by keeping New York State union strong. UnionStrongNY.com for more information.